Chapter 3. Pork Making by Machinery. Foam and Fire.
I had a bitch of a day, Brick Roberts complained. I was in meetings with Maple Leaf Foods academics all day. I hate academics. I can't stand their incompetence. If an academic was starving, I might feed him. But if he was being beat up on the street, I wouldn't help him. Not until he was beat up real good.
Who are academics? I interrupted Brick to ask.
Academics are the guys at companies and universities who sit in their suits in their offices and tell farmers what to do. They told us the high-volume, low-margin model, producing a lot of food and selling it for low prices, would make us rich. It didn't. That kind of bullshit only makes a few smart guys rich, like Maple Leaf and Walmart. Walmart got rich big. Walmart are fuckers. That's why I never go to Walmart. No one should go to Walmart. In our country, food costs less than 10% of income, and that's including restaurants. In some countries, food costs 50% of income. People here buy the cheapest food they can. Then they go out and buy 3 cars and 3 cell phones with their money. People have lost all common sense.
Brick was right. People spend too little on food, even as they spend too much on all else. Do you think of yourself as a family farmer or a factory farmer? I asked Brick.
I don't know.
Brick's egg operation was a family farm. It was supervised by him and operated by his best friend Paul. But it was also a factory farm. It looked, from outside and inside both, like a factory. Brick was therefore a family factory farmer, a term that is not an oxymoron, but a norm.
All I know is that big farms scare me, Brick said. Things get out of control and you can't manage them all. But with all the high-volume, low-margin bullshit, farms just keep on getting bigger and bigger.
Every time we spoke, I was struck by how extraordinarily mismatched Brick's profession was from his person. His egg operation with its cages was brutal, but he himself, warm and grumpy, eccentric and endearing. My brown complexion made me an anomaly in